On this day in 1944, during World War II, 156,000 Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, to begin what we remember as the D-Day invasion. Before the Allied forces embarked on this mission, then-General Dwight Eisenhower sent out this message.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
By the end of the day, over 9,000 Allied soldiers were dead or wounded. Felix Provencio from Messina landed on a beach in Normandy a few days after the invasion. He joined us recently on KRWG-TV's Fronteras, A Changing America, to share with us his story.
It was about 4 days after the invasion. Everything was sort of like clear. Everything was sort of like any other day. There was a little bit of debris in the beach, but activity all over the place, just hundreds of jeeps and trucks and so forth, constantly unloading things, you know. And by that time, the engineers had already fixed up a ramp off the beach, and then the boat would come over and unload us, and we went into the beach. And I remember stepping into France, and I leaned over and picked up some sand, you know, and just, oh my God, here I am in France, you know. And a guy from Mesilla, New Mexico, little bitty town, farming town, here I am in France, you know. I felt kind of proud or glad or something, you know. That you feel sort of like special.
You can watch the entire interview with Felix Provencio by visiting the Frontera section of our website at krwg.org. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.